Autumn leaves spilling on the roof, like brown, green, yellow on top. Slate gray, blue roof, the light like refreshing powdered sugar, but even more refined, like a liquid. Dazzled by our sincere lack of knowledge, as time goes on, it becomes less and less clear what we're doing here. Mother and son and father, each making choices, being generous while we have the chance. Yet words offer an axiom. Everything that can be known now. Yet knowing makes things trivial. You can't get mileage out of what you understand. It doesn't push you. The understood doesn't move. The best is when you understand. The worst is when you've just understood. The mystery gets shunted elsewhere. Harder to find, yet undeniably present. The space of explanations not cleared away, just stretched and shrunk. The mystery peeking out somewhere further down the line. For example, evidently apples fall, the moon orbits the earth, and dice rolls, echo rolls far away, because the shadows in Plato's cave had to be perfect representations. Why? The mystery is shunted. Because everything knowable has to be knowable now? It's easy to say. The marvelous is frustrating. And the love of the world for us can be tiresome. And hatred is nice. It lets you off the hook of being present. We may have one life, and our being together is controversial as far as the universe is concerned, yet I hate you. Don't give a shit. Deal with it. I don't have to look at you. I can imagine you at my mercy, the mercy of my violence. Obviously, we only hate what we love. We can only hate when there is love. What's the point otherwise? We just drive people away. We only hate people whom we expect to return to, whom we expect to return to us. You wait for the hate to disappear. I wait too. It thaws. We can only hate insecurity. We think we understand the world. We think we have time. That is why hate is so nice, so superfluous, so luxurious. It's a defiance of time. I'll spend my time as I wish. I won't be enslaved by the law of death all the time. I refuse to be reasonable. There's no reasoning with me. I hate you, and I'm not looking at you. Why else is it such a betrayal when the hated one abandons you? Oh, they'll come back. Come back. God hates us. We hate God. That's how much we love each other. Thank God God hates us, because that means God will return. Thank God we hate God, because that means we'll return to God. Love without hate isn't really love. Both God and man live in defiance of their own laws. That's our prerogative. Yet the more we waste our time, the more we fear time will come to an end, that we push too far. That's why it's ideal to have infinite love. It's no harder than counting. It's no harder than hating.